From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The UN Security Council late Tuesday condemned North Korea for firing an intermediate-range ballistic missile over Japan, calling it an outrageous act, demanding Pyongyang abandon its missile and nuclear programs. Koro Besho is Japan's ambassador.
This demonstrates the unity of the Security Council and sends a strong and clear message to North Korea that the international community will not accept its reckless behavior.
He said he hopes the 15-member council will follow up their statement with a strong resolution, perhaps one that includes further sanctions. Wednesday, North Korea said it conducted the test as a response to ongoing joint U.S.-South Korea military exercises, which it views as a prelude to invasion, as well as contain the U.S. Pacific Island territory of Guam, where the U.S. has a major military base. Leader Kim Jong-un also warned of more missiles over Japan, calling Tuesday's launch a curtain raiser. President Donald Trump said the message from the North was received loud and clear. He said such tests only further isolate the regime and all options are on the table. Robert Manning is with the Washington-based think tank Atlantic Council.
So it's hard to respond to everyone appropriately or strongly, and I think the message that all options are on the table was, I think, the important point, and the president made that.
Manning described the missile launch as coming perilously close to an act of war. Kenya's Supreme Court has heard closing arguments by lawyers for opposition leader Raila Odinga over this month's election, challenging the Election Commission's conclusion it was won by President Uhuru Kenyatta. Odinga claims the vote was fraudulent, claiming hackers infiltrated the commission's servers to manipulate the outcome. Chief Justice David Maraca said a decision would be handed down Friday. This is VOA News. President Trump Tuesday visited Texas to survey the damage and widespread flooding caused by Tropical Storm Harvey. He was joined by the head of the Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, Brett Long, who toured the hard-hit coastal city of Corpus Christi.
You know, right here where the brunt of the Category 4 hurricane winds came in just north of Corpus Christi, we're already starting to affect recovery. Recovery is a slow process, but rest assured that we're doing everything we can to unify our efforts down to support, you know, the local responders, the first responders that we have here.
Some communities received more than 130 centimeters of rain in the course of 4 days. One-third of Harris County, which incorporates the city of Houston, is underwater. At least 10 people have died, including a family of six in storm-related incidents. Thousands more have sought emergency shelter. The economic cost has been put in the tens of billions. Harvey is expected to dump heavy rains on neighboring Louisiana, where Governor John Bel Edwards is closely monitoring the storm's path.
The storm is going to play out over the next 48 to 72 hours, and it has tremendous potential to continue to drop heavy amounts of water and to prevent people from going about their normal daily business in a safe manner.
Harvey's forecast to move toward the interior, impacting Arkansas, Tennessee, and Missouri. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres Tuesday said a two-state solution remains the only path to peace for Israel and Palestinians. He spoke in Ramallah after meeting Palestinian Prime Minister Rami Hamdallah. The UN chief called Israeli settlements in the West Bank a major obstacle to peace and illegal under international law. The UN Security Council is to discuss the violence in Myanmar Wednesday, where a security force crackdown against a Rohingya Muslim insurgency continues. More than 100 have been killed since Friday. The UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Zayed Raad Al Hussein, Tuesday denounced the violence.
Unfortunately, what we feared appears to be occurring. Decades of persistent and systematic human rights violations, including the very violent security responses to the attacks since October 2016.
The latest violence was sparked by coordinated insurgent attacks on security forces. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani has rejected a U.S. demand U.N. nuclear inspectors be allowed to visit military bases. He called that merely a dream. U.S. U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley said the U.S. wants to make sure Tehran is not concealing activities banned under a 2015 nuclear deal. A U.S. grand jury Tuesday indicted 19 people, most of them Turkish security personnel, following a fight in Washington during Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's state visit to Washington in May. Three of those charged are presidential bodyguards. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.